Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to my podcast. Today let's have a profound conversation. In fact, it is some good food for deep thought, because it is about love and hate. And this is what Osho says. Something of profound importance, which is, hate exists with the past and the future, whereas love needs no past and no future, because love exists in the present. You see, hate has a reference in the past, like somebody abused you yesterday and you're carrying it like a wound or a hangover. Or you're afraid that somebody is going to abuse you tomorrow and you're living in a fear or a shadow of the fear. And you're already getting ready for it. You're ready to encounter it. Hate exists in the past and the future because you cannot hate in the present. In fact, try it today. Sit silently and try to hate somebody in the present with no reference to the past or the future. You will not be able to do it. It just cannot be done. In the very nature of things, it is impossible. Hate can exist only if you remember the past. Like, this man did something to you yesterday, then hate is possible. Or, this man is going to do something tomorrow and then hate is possible too. But if you don't have any reference to the past or the future, this man hasn't done anything to you. And he's not going to do anything to you. This man is just sitting there. How can you hate? But you can love. Because love needs no reference, and that is the beauty of love and the freedom of love. Your love, my love, I realize is not really love. It is its very opposite. It is hate disguised as love or camouflaged as love. Because true love has no reference. It thinks not of the yesterdays. It thinks not of the tomorrows. True love is a spontaneous welling up of joy in you. And the sharing of it, the showering of it, for no other reason, for no other motive, but just the joy of sharing it. So if you're someone who says, look how he abused me and beat me, how he threw me down and robbed me, please abandon such thoughts and live in love. The love that you feel now, in the moment, right now. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, this is Chinmay, your career coach and chief optimist, saying goodbye for now.